Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Snowball, Warren Buffett and the Business of Life by Alice Schroeder is a wide-ranging biography of investor and Berkshire Hathaway leader Warren Buffett, tracing how a Midwestern childhood fascination with numbers evolved into a lifelong system for thinking about money, risk, relationships, and character. Written by a former Wall Street analyst who spent extensive time interviewing Buffett and many people around him, the book aims to show not only what he invested in, but how he learned to judge businesses, managers, and himself. Schroeder follows Buffett from early entrepreneurial experiments and partnerships through the formation of Berkshire Hathaway, the rise of his long-term value investor in Berkshire, and Berkshire Hathaway leader Warren Buffett and many people around him. Along the way, the narrative explores the personal trade-offs behind extraordinary focus, including family dynamics, friendships, and the discipline required to keep compounding over decades. The result is part business history, part psychological portrait, and part practical lens on decision-making. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building the investor mindset early. A central thread in the biography is how Buffett developed habits that made investing feel like an extension of everyday life rather than a specialized profession. Schroeder emphasizes his early interest in counting, pricing, and probability, and how small ventures and side hustles helped him learn basic economic truths, margins matter, incentives shape behavior, and repetition builds skill. This foundation matters because it explains why Buffett later treated financial statements as narratives about human decisions rather than mere accounting. The book highlights how early mentors and formative reading shaped his preference for rational analysis over excitement, and how he learned to separate a good business from a merely popular stock. It also shows how temperament became a competitive advantage, especially the ability to stay calm when others chase trends or panic during downturns. By portraying investing as a craft built over time, the story reinforces that long-term success is often less about flashes of brilliance and more about sustained curiosity, patience, and a willingness to keep learning when the world changes. Secondly, value investing principles and the search for intrinsic value. The Snowball presents Buffett as a practitioner of value investing who focused on what a business is worth, not what the market is temporarily willing to pay. Schroeder describes the discipline of estimating intrinsic value through fundamentals such as earnings power, balance sheet strength, and durability of competitive position. The narrative contrasts bargain hunting in statistically cheap stocks with the later emphasis on wonderful businesses at fair prices, reflecting an evolution in how Buffett applied the core idea of buying with a margin of safety. Another key point is the use of opportunity cost. Every investment competes with the next best alternative, so patience is not passive but strategic. The book also explores how Buffett thought about risk as the chance of permanent loss rather than short-term volatility, which changes how one reacts to market swings. In this framing, understanding the business, the industry economics, and the quality of management becomes as important as the numbers. The topic is not presented as a formula, but as a way of reasoning that rewards clear thinking and punishes story-driven speculation. Thirdly, Berkshire Hathaway and the art of capital allocation. A major focus is Berkshire Hathaway as a platform for compounding, with Buffett acting less like a trader and more like a capital allocator. Schroeder explains how the company evolved from a struggling textile operation into a collection of operating businesses and investments funded by cash flows, disciplined reinvestment, and selective acquisitions. The book highlights the managerial model that pairs decentralized operations with centralized financial control. Leaders run their businesses, while headquarters sets the tone on integrity, capital discipline, and long-term orientation. Another emphasis is how Buffett evaluated whether to buy entire companies, purchase minority stakes, or hold cash, depending on price and available opportunities. This topic also includes the role of patience in deal-making, where reputation and trust can become economic assets that attract sellers who value stability over the highest bid. Through Berkshire, readers see a practical blueprint for deploying capital across time, weighing reinvestment, dividends, buybacks, and acquisitions as levers that determine long-run shareholder outcomes. Fourthly, insurance float, leverage, and disciplined risk management. Schroeder devotes substantial attention to insurance as a structural advantage in Buffett's system, particularly the concept of float, premium dollars held before claims are paid. Managed prudently, float can function like low-cost funding, enabling long-term investment while maintaining strong reserves and underwriting discipline. The book explains that this advantage is not automatic and can become dangerous if underwriting loses money or if leverage is treated casually, Buffett's approach, as portrayed here, combines respect for tail risk with an insistence on financial strength, liquidity, and conservative assumptions. Rather than relying on complex models alone, the narrative shows him favoring understandable risks, insisting on managers who know their business, and avoiding exposures that can produce catastrophic outcomes. This perspective extends beyond insurance. It affects position sizing, the willingness to hold cash, and the choice to avoid sectors where outcomes depend on fragile forecasts. The broader lesson is that compounding requires survival first, so the best return strategies are paired with strategies that prevent ruin. Lastly, character, relationships, and the business of life. The biography argues that Buffett's business success cannot be separated from his personal patterns, values, and interpersonal choices. Schroeder explores the role of temperament, routine, and intense focus, portraying a person who engineered his days for thinking and decision-making. At the same time, the book examines the costs and complexities that can accompany such singular dedication, including family dynamics, friendships, and the challenge of balancing independence with responsibility. Another dimension is reputation, the idea that trust and ethical behavior create long-term optionality, opening doors to partnerships, deals, and talented collaborators. The narrative also touches on philanthropy and legacy, showing how wealth can become a tool for impact when paired with clear priorities. For readers, this topic reframes success as more than financial metrics, emphasizing that durable achievement rests on habits, honesty, and the ability to keep learning. It suggests that money decisions, career decisions, and life decisions often follow the same logic: define what matters, avoid irreversible mistakes, and commit to compounding in the areas that count. In conclusion, this book fits readers who want more than a list of stock tips. Long-term investors, business owners, finance students, and anyone curious about how disciplined thinking scales over decades. It is also valuable for readers interested in leadership and personal development, because the biography treats decision-making, temperament, and integrity as assets that compound just like capital. The practical benefit is a clearer mental model for evaluating opportunities: focus on intrinsic value, insist on a margin of safety, prefer understandable businesses, and protect against permanent loss. Even if you never buy a stock, the emphasis on incentives, patience, and rational trade-offs applies to careers, major purchases, and time management. Compared with many investing books that simplify Buffett into a few catchy rules, The Snowball offers a richer context: the evolution of his methods, the structure of Berkshire Hathaway, and the human costs and strengths behind the legend. That narrative depth makes the lessons stick, because readers see how principles were tested under pressure. If you want a biography that doubles as an education in capital allocation and character, it is worth buying and revisiting. If you would like to support Alice Schroeder, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.